Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you to the Brenham Alumni Tournament here at Fireman's Park. Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you on this Thursday evening. It's opening day of the Alumni Tournament, and the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Stratford Spartans. And it's been a long time. These two actually used to be in the same district a long time ago, and now getting to, for the first time in a long while, face off again.
Yeah, that... You know, bringing back some old foes here, which is going to make things really, really interesting. But good to see another Cub game again. I haven't seen one in a couple of weeks.
So, yeah, me either.
Good to see this, and what a great way to start off at the alumni tournament.
Yeah, this is the first of four games here at the tournament that the Cubs will be playing. They'll have two more tomorrow, and then Saturday they're going to wrap up the tournament. Though instead of being at Fireman's, it's going to be at Leroy Dreyer Field on the Blinn College Brenham campus, and that'll be a 3 o'clock start time, 2:35 pregame right here on KWHI. And we're glad you stay with us. On the game before us went into extra innings, and forget who it was. It was Willis and somebody, and Willis lost 7-5 in 8 innings.
Yes.
I forgot who the other team was.
I think it was Cy Ridge.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds
Cy Ridge Ranch, one of the two.
I think it's Cy Ridge. That sounds
one of the
right.
Two. Yes.
But anyway, so we're about ready. They're getting the field work ready for the next game. And we're glad you're with us. And we're going to continue with more of the pregame after we send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, the start of the big, well, actually the second game, but big homestand for the Brenham Cubs as they are getting to take on the Stratford Spartans. They actually played here Tuesday night, and it was the Cubs getting a big 9-8 victory over the Cy Woods Wildcats. And in that game, the Cubs were actually trailing at one point and came back with the key there was a big 5-run fourth inning that put them in front 8-4 at the time. And then after exchanging a couple runs in the fifth, Cypress closed the gap with one run in the sixth and two in the seventh, but the Cubs were able to hold on for a 9-8 win. And big hitter in that game, Drake Benke, was 2-for-3 with 3 runs batted in. And then also Dawson Kime, who's actually going to pitch tonight as the starter, came in and actually closed out that game. and made a winner out of Braden Goss. And so the Cubs got a little momentum coming into tonight. And now that hopefully try to build on that with this one here.
Definitely. And, you know, looking over the Cub lineup here, I think this is what we're going to be looking at starting next week when the next season starts.
Yeah.
On Tuesday when district play starts. So it's going to be interesting. I'm sure we'll see a couple of new faces over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And that's what you do in these tournaments. But it looks like Coach Wheaton's getting set on a lineup, which is something that he needs to have ready to go by the time district starts.
Yeah, district already rolling around next week. And of course, it seems like we draw the short straw every year and get College Station right off the bat.
Right off the bat, you know. Sooner we're going to have to play them sooner or later.
Yeah.
So, you know. Whatever. The only thing I can say is I'm not a favorite of we play them twice next week and then we're done with them.
Yeah.
I kind of like the rotation basis, but
yeah, me too.
They didn't ask me.
Yeah.
So.
And meanwhile, we're gonna take a look at those starting lineups when we come back. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubet Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to take a look at the starting lineup. And the starting lineup is brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Spartans, leading it off will be the designated hitter, Caden Baker. He's hitting for the pitcher, Thomas Cloud. Batting second will be the left fielder, Bo Harris. Batting third, shortstop, Braxton Wakefield. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Maddox Garnero. Batting fifth, right fielder, Henry Braniff. Batting sixth will be the catcher, Blake Berry. Batting seventh, center fielder, Ethan Gentile. Batting eighth will be the first baseman, Carson Kraft. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Cooper Harrison. And now the starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs. It'll be Barrett Coring leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the shortstop, Owen Finke. Batting third, first baseman, Drake Benke. Batting fourth will be the designated hitter, Luke Hardy, and Hardy will be hitting for the pitcher, Dawson Kime. Batting fifth, the catcher, Tanner Reese. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Cannon Creeder. Batting seventh, second baseman, Grady G. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, Landry Mendoza. And batting ninth will be the left fielder, Brady Rao. And that is a look at the starting lineups. And we'll take another break and be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blatant Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Coke Horse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
All right, and it's time now for our Game Time Weather Update. And our Game Time Weather Update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And for the weather temperature, right now we got 70 degrees here at Fireman's Park. And wind is blowing out of the northwest at 11 miles an hour. And sun has already set, and got 80% humidity. And sunrise scheduled for 6:43 a.m. tomorrow morning. And chance of rain has been pushed back to tomorrow morning, so it looks like we should be in the clear to get this one in. And we got a 70% chance of rain starting tomorrow morning, for your, so you could be looking at a wet commute there. And tomorrow's high is scheduled for 81. Overnight low, by the way, 61. And then Saturday, we're going to really start cooling off Saturday. Saturday morning down to 49 degrees, which we hadn't seen in a while.
That's going to be the change again from the Indian summer that we've had, and now it's going to be 49 degrees Saturday morning. Wow.
And
a wake-up call.
Yes, it will be. And meantime, that's a look at your Game Time weather forecast brought to you by Blinn College. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, as we come back out here to the Brenham Alumni Tournament, and the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Stratford Spartans. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. In case you're just joining us, the reason we haven't started yet is because the game in front of us ended up going into extra innings with Cy Ridge beating Willis 7-5 on a walk-off home run. And so that's where we stand right now.
I'm going to let you ask Big John why he did that.
Yeah, they were tied 5-5, and the time limit, we think the time limit expired, and they went ahead and granted them one more inning anyway. And so they ended up playing it out. And but anyway, getting back to the alumni tournament, coming up tomorrow, the Cubs are going to be taking on Morton Ranch. That's going to be at 12 noon. And then back here tomorrow night, they're going to face Lamar, and that is going to be a 7:30 start time. Now, we're going to be heading with the Cubettes over to Brian Rutter tomorrow for a big district game there. Cubettes will be looking to bounce back after dropping their first two district games. And that's one that they really need, if anything else, just to get some confidence going again.
No doubt about it, Doug. You and I have had that conversation. It's a game going in that we should win, but no, you still have to play the game, and you still have to take care of business. So what the Cubettes need in the world's worst way right now is to get back on the winning track.
They certainly do, and we'll have that one for you tomorrow night. And then Saturday afternoon, Cubs will be hosting Cedar Ridge in the final game of the alumni tournament. That's going to be played over at Leroy Dreyer Field on the Blinn College campus, and that'll be at 3 o'clock start time, 2:35 pregame, right here on KWHI. Well, we are reached the end of the pregame show, and now we're just waiting for the umpires here so we can get started with the next game. And in the meantime, let's send you back to the studios and hear some more from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Play ball!
The pregame is brought to you by Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Whitson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Whole Course Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DD and Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Clark Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, we got a clarification from Coach Wheaton that it's actually going to be Landry Mendoza playing short tonight, and Owen Finke is going to be playing third base this evening. So a little bit different look for the Cub lineup there. Because Finke had been...
We do have the lineup card here.
Yeah.
we have two third basemen.
And we
rolled the dice and took a guess.
Well, because in the game so far, Finke has been playing short. So now, and this actually makes a little bit of sense because shortstop is more of a... watching him go through Little League, shortstop is actually Landry's natural position. And he was trying to learn third base, but this might actually work out for the better. We'll see how Finke does at third this evening. And Mendoza at short. And so the umpires have made their official arrival, and we're ready to go. Just waiting for the coaches to bring the lineup cards out, and then we'll be ready to get this one underway. We're so glad you could be with us, and thank you for your patience staying with us while we running just a little bit behind.
We have to be patient all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We got to make a joke about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, we got a lot coming up tonight, and including our Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue Home Run Inning. We're going to give somebody a chance to win $40 worth of gasoline or a rack of ribs. And so that'll be coming up later on. And I was going to say Mattress Guys, but that's only for districts. So we'll have that tomorrow night, the Mattress Guys pillow giveaway.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, fans still filing in here to the ballpark. And come on in. We got plenty of room. And if you're thinking you missed a game, you haven't. We're still waiting to get started here. And now the two coaches are heading out to home plate to meet with the umpires and go over the ground rules. And of course, Fireman's Park, so much pageantry and history here. And ready to make some more with another great season. Winds blowing from right to left here at the ballpark. Both pitchers warming up down in their respective bullpens. We'll be just about ready to get this one underway, and they'll have the official introductions. And right now, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios. And this time, let's hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And back we go. We are set. The umpires are here. They've exchanged the lineup cards. Now we're just ready for them to take the field and get this one underway. Not really sure what the delay is now. Yeah, this game was supposed to start at, we're about roughly...
We're now 25 minutes late.
Yeah. It's like, let's go. The tournament games, from what we understand, is supposed to be under a two-hour time limit. And
don't bet on that.
yeah, especially with being the last game of the day. Yeah, it looks like we're not going to have formal intros. Looks like the Cubs are just going to go out and take the field. And so we're going to get this one underway. Dawson Keim on the mound. They'll be working to Tanner Reese back behind the plate. Yeah, right side of the infield, Drake Behnke at first base. It's Grady G at second. Left side of the infield, Landry Mendoza at short. And Owen Finke at third base. Into the outfield, it's Barrett Goring in center, flanked by Cannon Crater. And in left by Brady Rao. Dawson Keim, sophomore right-hander in his second year of the varsity level. Cubs going with a youth movement, and right the only senior in the lineup is Tanner Reese, the catcher. And facing this Stratford Spartan lineup. And Caden Baker will lead it off. Done just about through with his warm-up tosses. And he's going to fire it on down to second, and we're ready to go. Baker, a left-hand batter.
Taking off the game for the Spartans.
Yeah, pitch from Keim. And that is going to be swung on and fouled down the left field side. And we are officially underway. First pitch thrown at 7:56. So 26 minutes behind schedule.
We can't get a real good look at it, Doug, but I don't know if you paid attention when we walked in. But the Spartans, their numbers on their back are the stars and stripes.
Oh, wow. Very cool. And that one fouled away over to the left side again by Baker.
And the play for the Spartans is number one. Caden Baker, the designated hitter.
And so Keim ready. And that pitch outside for a ball. 1-2 count on Baker. Will be followed by Bo Harris and then Braxton Wakefield here in the top of the first inning. And this one's going to be golfed out into right field. Crater over, and he's going to hold him to a long single.
Yeah. If you're going to lose the no-hitter, lose it on the first hit of the game.
And that'll bring up Bo Harris. Harris, a right-handed batter. Facing the right-handed pitcher, Kime. And Kime calls time, wants to have a word with his catcher, Reese.
I bet he's a quarterback on the football team.
I don't know.
With a name like Bo?
Yeah.
He's got to be a quarterback.
That could very well be. So nobody out, runner, leadoff runner aboard for Stratford. And pitch from Kime squares away to and Harris squared away to bunt and bunted it foul up the first base side. Didn't quite get all the way around on it. So an 0-1 count on Harris. Throw over, and the runner Baker back in safely under the tag of Drake Behnke. Kime ready. And pitch is going to be hammered foul down the right field side. Or down the left field side by the right-handed batter. And that'll hold the count at 0-2. And the next pitch, this time he fouls it over to the right side, and that's going to head out into the parking lot.
A good pitch there by Dawson Kime. Had him off balance, had him reaching for that one.
And Harris just got just enough of it to foul it away. And the 0-2 pitch, that one's going to be popped up back behind home plate.
Right over us.
Yep. So still 0-2. Runner first, nobody out. Check on Baker and brings the pitch to Harris. And foul away again.
You were talking about the wind earlier, Doug. Typical March wind.
Yeah.
Straight flags out of the south-southeast.
And Kime going to step off. And I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And pitch is inside that time and almost got a piece of him. And it's 1-2. And next pitch, swung on and missed and got him on strikes. And there's out number one. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Braxton Wakefield.
Now batting number 11, Braxton Wakefield, the shortstop.
Time with a long look in as catcher Reese. And this one's going to be sent out into right center, and that's going to shoot the gap. And he's digging for two, and it's going to be a stand-up double for Wakefield, and scoring on the play is Baker to make it 1-0 Stratford.
One thing I can tell you about Baker, he's got some wheels.
He certainly does. And now that'll bring up the third baseman, Maddox Garnero.
in third base.
That double was well hit to right center field on the line.
And Mendoza's sneaking in on trying to see if they can catch the runner off guard.
Now batting number 14, Max Guerrero, third baseman.
And he sends this one a ground ball to third. Pinky up with it. Fires across the first, gets the out. And that's out number two. Wakefield on the throw to first made the dash down to third base. It puts him in the scoring position now for the right fielder, Henry Braniff.
Stepping to the plate, number 13, Henry Braniff, right fielder.
Stratford leading 1-0, two outs here in the top of the first. Pitch from Keim is taken down low for a ball. It's 1-0. And the next pitch in there for a strike. Kind of a delayed call.
Yeah. Come on, Blue. I'm getting ready to say, I said, okay, what was it?
Yeah. And the 1-1 bounced up there, gets away from Reese, and the runner coming home and scoring on the wild pitch is Wakefield. And that'll make it 2-0 in favor of the Spartans. And next pitch is taken for a ball, 3-1. And fastball swung and a miss, 3-2. Now let's see if we can come back and get him, get out of this inning.
A good comeback pitch there by Dawson.
Yeah, that one fouled off his foot, I think. Again, it's going to hold the count of 3-2. Henry Braniff trying to get aboard, keep things going for Stratford. Kind of trying to slam the door here and give his bats a chance to go to work in the bottom half of the inning. And after a long wait, Braniff calls time and steps out. Now he'll step back in with a 3-2 count. And pitch from Cobb, swung on a miss, struck him out, and that'll retire the side, but in the inning, Stratford comes up with two runs on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and Stratford leads Brenham 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park.
offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And as we come back here, it is Thomas Cloud warming up for the Stratford Spartans. And he'll be looking at Blake Berry behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Carson Kraft first. Cooper Harrison at second. Left side of the infield, Braxton Wakefield at short. Maddox Carnero at third in the outfield. Ethan Dentile in center, flanked and right by Henry Brandiffen, and left by Bo Harris. And for the Cubs, it's the top three of the batting order, Barrett Coring, Owen Finke, and Drake Behnke to lead it off here. Doug Brown and Tommy Langer with you from the Brenham Alumni Tournament at Fireman's Park. First of four games for the Cubs here at the tournament. And Barrett Coring to lead it off. Right-handed hitting center fielder.
Lead off hitter for the Cubs, number two, Barrett Coring, the center fielder.
And Cloud with his first pitch of the game. Swung on and missed on the fastball, and it's 0-1. And next pitch taken. Well, they did call a strike on that.
Yeah, they did.
I thought it was inside, but.
So much for you and I trying to call the game.
Right.
Probably sometimes we could do as good a job from up here.
Oh, yeah. And that one did go inside, and it's 1-2.
I've got a direct look at the plate. To me, it looked like it crossed the corner, so it had to be low. I don't know.
And the 1-2 pitch. Coring fouls that back into the screen. And it's one ball and remains one ball and two strikes. And we're going to step out and call time. And Coring takes strike three. And that's out number one for the Cubs. And that'll bring up Owen Finke now. Think you're getting the start at third base this evening. And Finke sends this one a high fly ball out into right field. And the center fielder actually comes over and cuts in front of the right fielder and makes the catch.
I hope they were communicating.
Yeah. That was Dentile in front of Braniff. And it's a two down now. That'll bring up Drake Behnke, the first baseman. Cubs trailing this one 2-0 here in the early going. We're in the bottom of the first.
You and I saw more than one instance at the softball game with lack of communications with the outfielders.
Yeah. And Behnke takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Not giving him much to look at. Keeping the ball down.
Takes the next pitch. Oh, that's a strike call. That's 2-1.
Look slightly high and a slightly in.
That was my thought exactly. And he fouls that one off his foot. And it's a 2 balls, 2 strikes now on Benke.
The one thing we can possibly say, Doug, it is almost inevitable. Dawson Keim will be the opening district game starter. And it's a good possibility with this may be the Spartans district, one of their district starters.
Yeah, that very well could be. And Benke fouled that one back in the screen.
Because we do know that we are always going to see the opposing team's best pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner or later.
And Benke sends this one a high fly ball out into left. Backtracking. And that is going to be up against the fence. And Benke is going to be in the second base with a stand-up double. And now that'll bring a blue card in.
See, we have an early candidate.
Yes, we do, for our Hyundai Brenham drive of the game, which we'll give out there in the post-game show. And blue card in. Hardy, a freshman this season. And pitch foul away. Younger brother, former Brenham Cubet catcher, Jenna Hardy. And swings and misses. It's 0-2.
You know, on that double there by Benke, the ball kind of hung up there, but then again, we do have that south-southeast wind, and I'm sure it carried on them.
And takes down low for all. Oh, they tried to bait the umpire into a call, and the umpire wasn't having any of it. It's 1-2.
I can assure you this, don't do that too many more times.
Yeah.
It will not help you down the road.
And foul tip. 2 balls and 2 strikes now, and that might have got Hardy on the hand there, or did get him on the hand, and so he'll...
And maybe he is going to get an argument there.
Yep.
There is an argument. If his hand was still on the bat,
yeah,
that is a strike.
And the coach of Stratford out, he's not happy with that call. And now the umpires are conferring. And no, they're gonna let him have first base. It's a hit batsman.
Evidently his hand must have been off the bat.
And that'll bring up Tanner Reese. So Cubs now with a couple of base runners. Let's see if they can get a hit here from Reese.
See if it make him pay now.
Cloud checks on the lead runner, Benke, down at second. And the pitch, Reese takes a big cut and comes up empty, and it's 0-1.
That is at least our fourth hit batter this week.
Yeah. And that one up high for a ball. Yeah. And a pie for a ball. 2-1 count now on Reese. And Reese fouls this one away.
Time to turn on that one.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the inning. A couple of ducks on the pond, and Reese trying to bring them home. And next pitch is down low for a ball. It's 3-2. The bases are going to be loaded now. That'll bring up Cannon Crater, the right fielder. Double, a hit batsman and a walk. And now the Cubs got something going here in the bottom of the first.
Cannon Crater is the right fielder.
And we're going to get a runner here for Reese.
Is that Tim? That's Caleb Maurer?
Yeah, I believe
Maurer.
So.
Caleb Maurer, yes.
Courtesy runner for the Cubs, number 10, Caleb Maurer, running for the catcher.
And now we're off to a big lead already down there at first. And that one just missing on the outside part of the plate for a ball. It's 1-0 on Crater.
Umpire saying low, Doug.
Low.
Low.
Yeah, that was a pie.
Oh, he may walk in a run here.
2-0 count. And pitch from Cloud.
3-0.
Down low, 3-0. And a pie ball four. Oh! The umpire called a strike on that one. That was at least eye level.
I'm not totally sure we have the best plate on piracy.
Yeah. It's like it's all right to call ball four. It's all right to call ball four. Some umpires, when they think when it gets to 3-1, they think they have to call a strike. And now swung on and missed by Crater. Bases are low.
We really want to take advantage of this.
And Crater fouls that one away. It's 2-0, Spartan. Yeah, Benke, Hardy, and Reese on the base, or Benke, Hardy, and Maurer, I should say, on the base paths. And Crater strikes out to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, bases left loaded. And we played through the first inning. Spartans lead it 2-0. back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And as we come back here, we're heading to the top of the second inning. And for Stratford, it will be Blake Berry, Ethan Gentile, and Carson Kraft to bat here against Dawson Keim. Spartans lead this 2-0. Cubs had some base runners and just could not get them home.
And to make it worse, on Crater, he had 3-0 and went down on strikes.
Yeah. On what we thought should have been ball four on that first strike call. And so Blake Berry will step in here. Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher, Keim. And here comes the first pitch. That is a strike call, and it's 0-1. Bart's kind of got a it's like he's on a delay calling strikes there. And that one is going to be a base hit into left field. Rao over to get it, and fires it back in quickly to hold him to a long single. And so runner aboard now. That'll bring up Ethan Gentile, the center fielder.
It's going to be hard to tell that number, but we do have a courtesy runner.
Yep.
I love the uniforms. They're really, really neat.
Ethan Gentile, the center fielder.
And Gentile steps in here. And pitches down low ball. It's 1-0. Reese doing a good job of keeping that one out in front of him. And next pitch by Keim is taken for a ball. It's 2-0.
It had to be low.
Must have been. Now that one makes it in there for a strike. Just caught the outside corner. 2-1 now on Gentile. Infielder shaded up the middle, looking for a double play possibility. And tried for the corner again and missed wide. It's 3-1. Yeah, that one looked pretty close again on the outside corner, and it's going to instead be ball four, and that'll put two runners aboard now for Stratford, and brings up Carson Kraft.
Nobody out.
And stepping to the plate, number 25, Carson Kraft, the first baseman.
Yeah, he's going to pop this one up. Benke give it chase over toward the dugout. And he was reaching over, and the players wouldn't get out of the way. Coach went an interference call. Now the umpires are going to have to talk about it. That ball was in play. He could have caught that one. But the other players didn't get out of the way. I don't know if any of them actually touched him or moved the glove or anything, but he's not going to do anything about it.
That may have caused some excitement.
Yeah. And so it ends up being a foul ball. It's 0-1. And next pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-2.
I like that pitch there. Oh, yes.
Yeah, strike three called. Big strike out there for Keim. And that's one away for Dawson. That's his third of the game. And that'll bring up Cooper Harrison now.
In the early going here, I like what Dawson Keim is doing, keeping the ball down in the strike zone.
Cooper Harrison, second baseman.
And the pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And ground ball to second base, and they're going to go for one. Mendoza throw the first, got away. And they did get the lead runner, but coming into on the play there, it was Grady G flipping to Landry Mendoza. They got the out on Gentile. And meanwhile, on the throw to first, got away from Benke. And coming in to score was Barry. And that'll make it now 3-0 in favor of the Spartans. And that'll be a fielder's choice that allowed. It'd be a fielder's choice because the. Because he didn't advance on the play. If he'd advanced to second, then it would have been an error. And so the next pitch is taken for a ball. And it's quickly here, 2-0 on Caden Baker. And so another run is in for Stratford. They lead it 3-0. And a pie for... Oh, he called a strike on that one. I have no idea where this guy's strike zone is. He is literally all over the place. And that one is taken for a ball. It's 3-1.
Really, it's probably best we don't say anything until he raises a hand, right?
And swung on a miss, and it's 3-2.
Right through that one.
So it's a 3-1 count with two outs in the inning here on Baker. Now that one's going to be popped up.
Somebody call.
And making the catch there is Mendoza for out number three. So in the inning, one run, one hit. No errors, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's 3-0 Spartans over the Cubs. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more
More than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And back we go here, and we head to the bottom of the second inning. And for the Cubs, it'll be Grady G, Landry Mendoza, and Brady Rao to bat against Thomas Cloud. Cloud had a bases loaded jam in the first inning and managed to work his way out of it. And I'll see that the Cubs can come back here and maybe get some runs across in the second. And Grady G to lead it off. And that pitch is in, up and in a ball. And G fouls that one away. One ball and one strike. And takes a strike.
Number seven, Gray G, the second baseman.
Caught that outside corner.
Yeah, G this time going to step out on the pitcher. And strike three called. And G caught looking for out number one. That's a third strikeout for Cloud. And that'll bring up Landry Mendoza.
Number 9, Landry Mendoza, the shortstop.
Mendoza, sophomore. Right-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher. And pitch from Cloud. And Mendoza takes a strike, 0-1. And the next pitch. Way outside the ball. It's 1-1. Cubs trailing this one 3-0 over the to the Stratford Spartans. That one coming inside, and it is 2-1. And next pitch to Mendoza.
3-1.
And ball three.
Now I'm getting brave.
Yeah. And Mendoza swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's 3-2. And this time it's one that is going to scoot through into the gap, and Mendoza will get a single. And so the Cubs have a one-out base runner there, and they'll bring up Brady Rao.
Now hitting number 11, Brady Rao, the left fielder.
And Rousen, this one, second baseman, will catch it and go double to first.
Play.
Double, it was a line drive to the second baseman, And then he threw it to first for the double play to get out of the inning. And so in the end, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. And we have played through two. It is the Stratford Spartans leading the Brenham Cubs 3-0. Back with inning number three after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beat Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
And we move along here to the top half of the third inning. And it's 3-0 Spartans.
Number 15, Bo Harris.
It'll be Bo Harris, Braxton Wakefield, and Maddox Guarnero against Dawson Keim. Spartans have put two runs on the board in the first, one in the second. And this one's going to be sent out into right field in front, and drops in front of Cannon Crater for a leadoff single for Harris. And that'll bring up Braxton Wakefield. Wakefield had an RBI double that brought home the first run of the ball game for the Spartans. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up and foul. And that one will be fouled away again, this time over to the left side. And it's quickly 0-2 on Wakefield.
He was really close to the line.
And another foul ball. That one back in the screen. Oh, right over the dugout down the first base line. That'll hold the count at 0-2.
Oh, my gosh.
And another hit, this one in front of Crater. And it gets it back in a hurry. It's a back-to-back singles to start the inning. Puts two runners aboard now for the Spartans. And that'll bring up Maddox Guarnero.
Now, plate number 14, Maddox Guerrero.
Grounded out to third base his first time up. So Harris at second, Wakefield at first. And the pitch from Keim is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. This one is going to be lifted out to left field. And making the grab is Brady Ralph for out number one. And he quickly got it back in, made sure nobody was able to tag up and move the extra base. And bring up Henry Braniff now.
Now batting number 13, Henry Braniff.
right fielder.
Brad has struck out his first time around.
See if we can get out of this inning without another run. They've managed to get runs across the plate within scoring position.
And first pitch is taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. First of three straight game days here on KWHI. And pitch taken outside again for a ball. It's 2-0. As we said, we'll be with the Cubettes tomorrow night as they travel with Brian Rutter for a 6:30 game, 6:05 pregame. And then Saturday afternoon over at Leroy Dreyer Field, Cubs and Cedar Ridge. And
Yes.
Good fastball there by Kime and got him to...
Had him off balance.
And it's 2-1. Yeah, that's a 3 o'clock start time, 2:35 pregame. Here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And next pitch taken for a ball. 3-1.
31. All right, let's get this batter.
And that one stayed low, a ball, and it's a walk. Bases will be loaded now for the Spartans, and that is going to bring a visit to the mound.
That's Coach Josue.
Coach Josue checking in with bringing the infielders in as well.
Nobody warming up.
So probably just a strategy session then. Coach Josue, of course, himself a former Brenham Cub and former Blinn Buccaneer. And Blake Berry, the batter. That one just barely missing. It's 1-0.
Yeah, it's a little low.
And that one is a chopper to short. Mendoza's only play is to fur, and he threw the ball away. And two runners are going to come and score, and maybe more. It's going to end up with three runs coming in. That'll be an E6, and it's now 6-0. As they cleared the bases off. And Barry's going to come out, and they're going to bring in a courtesy runner. Apparently the courtesy runner wasn't paying attention. He went and stood on first base, and the coach pointed at him, no, you're down there at second. So a very costly error there. And this one, another ground ball to short. Mendoza up with it and throws to first, and Benke had to jump up, pull the ball down, and make the tag on him to get the out.
Well, nice play there by...
Now he's still standing. I thought the umpire called him out. Now they're going to have a conference over it.
Another conference.
This is getting repetitive.
Drake Benke did an excellent job of getting the ball down and put...
Now they changed it.
Oh, my gosh!
They changed it and ruled him safe. Are you kidding me?
can't make that call.
With the tag have been on his back with his foot on the base. That would have been the only thing it could have been.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, he made the tag well before he got to the bag. That was just a bad call there, and it's in the dirt, 1-0. And so now Carson Kraft, the batter, and so there's still just one out here in the inning. Baked to third, and then Kime threw over to first.
They have two on the board, but it is one. I am correct. Correct.
Yeah, it's one out.
Yes.
And pitch is taken for a strike. That'll make it. Should make it 1-2. Yeah, because the play at first would have been the second out had they let it stand. And throw over, runner back in easily.
Yes.
And then pitches a strike call, 1-2.
The base umpire is mild-mannered Big John.
Mm-hmm. And pitch is taken for a ball, 2-2. Down low ball, blocked by Reese, and it's 3-2, a full count now. Cooper Harrison waiting on deck.
We need to get this guy. He struck out his last at bat.
And that one's going to be a fly ball.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they do get the double, ground ball, double play, and yes. So that'll retire the side. And so in the inning, though, they do get three runs on two hits. There were two errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third, and it is 6-0 Spartans. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
All right, we're going to try to see if we can help the Cubs generate a little offense here. Barrett Coring leading off, and we're going to have our Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, home run inning. If the Cubs hit a home run in this inning, it's worth $40 worth of gasoline from Buccaneer Food Store. They hit a double or triple, it's worth a rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. And I think, is this our first train of the night?
It is. This is our first one, Doug.
And Barrett Coring batting. And who's Barrett going to be hitting for?
Okay, I'll tell the name first, then a long story. John Harmar.
Ah.
Little League teammate of mine. Brenham Cub teammate of mine.
And ground ball in the hole. And Coring beats it out.
E6.
And it'll be an E6 on the bobble there.
Going back to John, Brenham Cub, 66, 67, 68. Flynn Buccaneer, 69-70.
Mm-hmm.
But, John, you didn't win. I apologize.
Afraid not. And Owen Finke, the batter now. And who's Owen going to be hitting for?
Jimmy Maurer.
Oh, okay.
One of the coffee group at Nathan.
Yep, and the wild pitch gets away, and that will move Goring down to second. And that one gets away and on the second wild pitch. And now Coring is down to third. So now the Cubs run number one just 90 feet away. Let's see if they can get him home. And that one, they foul up the third base side.
Ooh, nice play, Coach.
Uh-huh.
One-handed.
Yep.
Still got it.
Yep. And the 2-1 up high for a ball. And it's now 3-1 on Finke. And that one foul away. Three balls, two strikes. I think you're trying to get Coring in with the first run of the ball game for the Brenham Cubs. Trying to cut into the 6-0 lead by Stratford. And Finke base hit. And coming in to score is Coring with the first run of the ball game. RBI single for Finke. And Barrett Coring just made the first run of the ball game, brought to you by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you consider purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And pitch foul. Oh, he actually fouled the catcher's glove off his hand. That's by Drake Benke. And who's Drake going to be hitting for?
Sorry about that. It was Ray Wellman.
And Ray Wellman, hit batter. And,
sorry about all that.
So he'll move on down. And so sorry, Ray. And that will bring up Luke Carty. And Luke hitting for? Our buddy Ross Schrader.
Ross Schrader.
All right, Ross, we're going to see if we can get you some gasoline or some ribs here. You got two runners aboard. Hardy was hit by a pitch his first time up.
Now hitting number 19, Luke Hardy, the designated hitter.
They've got a good candidate up here. Hardy's already got two home runs this year. And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Well, that couldn't come at a better time right now.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think about it. He's probably over at the Blinn game tonight. And pitches taken down low for a ball. It's 2-0. And we just reached the 1 hour mark in this game. And that one taken inside for a ball. It's 3-0.
And we don't have an out.
Still waiting. A run is in to make it 6-1. Now Cubs trying to cut in that lead even more. Hardy can come through with a hit. And pitch taken for a strike. It's 3-1.
You know, a lot of times you'll see a coach turn them loose at 3-0, but you know he hadn't been close at some of these pitches. You almost got to let him take a strike.
And Hardy sends this one a high fly ball, foul territory, giving chase to the first baseman, and he couldn't come up with it. He gave it a try.
I'll tell you what, give him credit. He gave it a try.
And so 3-2 now on Hardy. Deck of the base runners, and Cloud gets set for his next pitch. And that's ball four. And so Hardy draws the walk. That'll load the bases now. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound.
And that comes coach. And we do have activity in the bullpen.
Due up next is Tanner Reese. And let's see, we're going to make a pitching change here before we announce, or we're going to... Coach having some words here with Cloud and also with the catcher, Barry. Reese walked his first time up, and now he's going to stick with him. Thought maybe he might pull the trigger, but he's going to stay with him. So Tanner Reese batting, and who's Tanner going to be hitting for?
Catherine Boyd.
All right, Catherine, you are next.
Tanner Reese, the catcher.
The base is loaded and nobody out here. Good chance for the Cubs to cut some more into that Stratford lead. Here in the bottom of the third. And Reese swings and misses on the fastball, and it's 0-1. And that one outside, 1-1.
Make contact.
And down low ball, 2-1 count. Binky, Benke, and Hardy on the base paths. Reese trying to bring him home. And takes ball three. Kevin Crater waiting on deck. And Reese pops this one, foul out of play. And strike three called. Yeah, folks from Brenham downstairs not liking that one bit. And that'll bring up Cannon Crater. And who's Cannon going to be hitting for?
Alex Sanchez.
All right, Alex, you are due up next. And first pitch to Crater is a ball, 1-0. Crater struck out his first time up. Cloud checks on the base runners. And he'll throw to third, and they got Pinky threw the ball away. And now coming in to score is going to be Finke, and that will make it 6-2. It'll be an E1. And Benke moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Now, Crater can get a hit here. He can cut this to a two-run game. And that one up high. It's 1-0. Oh, 2-0, rather. And Crater pops that one foul back behind us into the screen. One count. Only one out. And two runners aboard here in the third inning. And we'll just call a Baca. I guess it was the fans wanting the ball call, and they didn't get it.
We're seeing a little bit of everything this evening.
I mean, this is... I can't tell from here. I wonder if there's a full moon tonight or something.
Yeah.
And that one taken for a ball. It's 3-1 now. There is a base empty.
And the Spartans coach is trying his doggone us to see if Cloud can get out of this inning.
And ball four, and that will walk Crater.
I think he's
enough. Yeah, and so that'll load the bases. And this is the second visit, so that should be a mandatory removal. And so, yeah, we do have a pitching change, and it is... We're still on the bottom of the third inning. It is the Stratford Spartans 6, Brenham Cubs 2. Cubs trying to battle back, and we will take a break, and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
And we have a new pitcher, left-hander on the hill. And TL, did you get the number there?
I did not, Doug. I'm going to try to. I apologize, but these numbers are tough. We're trying to figure that out. It's a double.
And meanwhile, as we come back here, it is Grady G set to bat. Bases loaded, one out. Cubs trailing 6-2.
I believe that's it. 23.
Christian Ramirez.
I believe that's what that is. Yes.
Okay, so That's what we'll go with. Christian Ramirez. And the pitch is a strike call, 0-1. G struck out his first time around. And pitches up high for a ball. And by the way, don't forget, you can visit Buccaneer Food Store. They're your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And also, Nathan's Barbecue. Go inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Oh, and by the way, who is?
Vera Jean Klausman.
Okay.
Sorry, Vera Jean.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the pitchers. And please, folks, you would have to understand, if you were at the game, they're beautiful uniforms. They're, they're stars and stripes within their numbers. Great idea. It's just that on a night like tonight, they're a little difficult to read.
Yeah.
And I did not bring my binoculars. May have to start doing that.
Yeah, I think so. You know, pitches up high for a ball. It's 2-1 now on Grady G. And up high for a ball. It's 3-1.
You know, Cubs have had base runners in every inning. This inning, they've managed to get runners to take advantage of the opportunities presented.
And strike call just nipped the outside part of the plate. Landry Mendoza waiting on deck. And swung and a miss, and Grady G down on strikes. That'll be out number two in the inning, and that'll bring up Mendoza.
Tell you what, we don't want to leave his bases loaded.
Number 23, Christian Ramirez.
So Ramirez now getting ready to face Mendoza.
Dana Schrader.
Yeah, and Dana Schrader. Is the next contestant.
For the Cubs, number 9, Andrew Mendoza, the shortstop.
good for us, Doug. Personally, I thought that was a pretty good pitch.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going against Landry. That's not my idea. But.
And next pitch inside for a ball. It's 2-0 now on Landry Mendoza. And Mendoza swings and misses, took a big cut and came up empty. It's 2-1. Outside of ball, it's 3-1. He pops this one. That's going to be foul over to the right side. Holds the count at 3-2. And Mendoza swings and misses, and he's down on strikes. And so that'll retire the side in the inning. Cubs do come up with two runs on one hit. There were two errors, and the bases left loaded. We go to the fourth inning, and it is Stratford leading 6-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad,
Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And it'll be Cooper Harrison to lead things off, followed by Caden Baker and then Bo Harris. We're in the top of the fourth inning, and it is Stratford leading the Brenham Cubs 6-2. Dawson come out on the hill. And Kime ready with the first pitch of this inning. And just missed. It's 1-0.
Pitch didn't look too bad.
I thought it was pretty good from up here. And this one over to third. Pinky up with it. And he'll airmail the throw. Or is that Men? Or was that Mendoza back at?
It is Finke.
That is Finke. Okay.
Yes.
Because the glass is kind of starting to fog up on me now. And so that will be in E5. That allows the runner to move up. So for the Cubs now, that's their third error of the game. And pitch taken for a ball. And also, Harrison kept right on running, was able to get down to second on the overthrow. And now Baker at the plate, and he tries to bunt and fouls that one back.
Thomas Cloud, designated hitter.
Not a good effort for a bunt by Baker there.
And Baker fouls that one away. One ball and two strikes. And that one is going to be...
Should be a double play.
Double play ball. Line drive and then the throw to second. And that's two out. That's something Kime really needed there. And so now Bo Harris, the batter.
Now batting number 15, Bo Harrison, left fielder.
And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And we're going to get a visit to the mound.
Did he see something he didn't like?
Coach out there and made this almost a sprint out there. And that might have been just to try to get the team to show a little fire out there. It's a 1-0 count.
It was an awful quick trip out there by Coach Jozewak.
And pitch is taken for a strike, 1-1.
Evidently, it was effective.
Yeah.
Beautiful pitch.
And this one is going to be sent out to center and making the grab for the Cubs. That is Corey to retire the side. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and nobody left on. We're halfway through this one. And it is the Stratford Spartans leading the Brenham Cubs 6-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4444.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
All right, and so Christian Ramirez on to his second inning of work. And he will be looking at Brady Rao, Barrett Coring, and Owen Finke. And it's also time now for our Whataburger recap. And we'll get to that after the next pitch. And a strike call on the outside part of the plate. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all 20, perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. It's a 2-1 count on Rao. And takes the next pitch for a ball. It's 3-1. And for Stratford, they got their runs in the top half of the first inning. Got two of those runs. As Rao draws the leadoff walk, and that'll bring up Barrett Coring. It was Caden Baker with a single, and then scored on an RBI double by Braxton Wakefield, and then Wakefield will later come home and score on a wild pitch to make it 2-0. Then in the second inning, it would be Blake Berry leading off with a single, and then Ethan Gentile with a walk, and then on a fielder's choice, Berry would come in to score to make it 3-1. They would get three runs in the third inning off a Brenham throwing error with the bases loaded. And then Brenham came back with two runs in the bottom half of the last inning. One scoring on a wild pitch, the other scoring on an error. And that's where we stand right now, 6-2, with Cubs batting in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch is a strike called on Barrett Coring. And he was the one that scored that first run for the Cubs. And fouls that one away.
Now hitting for the Cubs, number 2, Barrett Coring, the center fielder. So begin.
And Coring calls time. And he'll step out on Ramirez. And that one just missing for a ball. That one taken for a ball as well, and it's 2-2. one is going to be a ground ball to second, and they get the out, and then the throw to first. He beats it out, though. So it'll be a fielder's choice. Rowell race from 6-4, and I'd almost challenge that call down there in second and see if get in the end of vicinity. It looked like one of those end of vicinity calls where he just gave him credit even though he may not have been.
Like major leagues.
Yeah. Right? Even though he wasn't quite actually on the bag when he caught the ball. As Pinky batting, he's got an RBI single. Has also scored a run. And that is going to be in there for a base hit. And Pinky now 2-for-3. And a couple more runners aboard here for the Cubs. Now that brings up Drake Behnke.
Now stepping in to hit number 22, Drake Behnke, the first baseman.
And that one taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Ramirez checking on the runners. And takes the next. Behnke takes the next pitch low and outside. A ball. It's 2-0. And big hang curve ball and stay too high, and it's 3-0. And Behnke takes a strike call. 3-1. Behnke sends this one a high fly ball, and is going to get at least two home, or no, one home. They had to hold up because they didn't know if it was going to be caught or not, and it's going to be an RBI double for Drake Behnke. And scoring is scoring. And so that cuts the lead in half, 6-3 now. And Behnke moves to third. And Behnke having a perfect night so far. Two doubles hit by a pitch. And now Stratford, the coach, out there for a meeting of the minds. And now Lucardi with a chance. Try to get the Cubs even closer here. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Stratford with a 6-3 lead. And Hardy takes the pitch for a strike, 0-1. Hardy's been hit by a pitch and walked. Takes the next pitch for a strike, and it's 0-2. And that one down low for a ball. And we have train number two.
Number two. Yeah, we thought we weren't going to have one, and it took forever to get one, and now we're getting two pretty quick.
And Hardy takes one outside, 2-1. And drops that one foul. That'll hold the count at 2-2. Cubs have had plenty of traffic on the base paths. The problem has just been getting the hit to get them home. And only one out so far in this inning. And strike three, and already caught looking for out number two. And it'll be up to Tanner Reese now to try to get a couple more runs in.
Now it'll be the three, Tanner Reese, the catcher.
And first pitch taken for a ball. Reese 0 for 1. He's walked and struck out. And next pitch taken for a ball, 2-0. Look in, and the next pitch from it. That one got away, but not far enough. It went over toward the Cub. It actually bounced over toward the Cub dugout, and with the runners at second and third, they had to hold up.
Tell you what, Doug, if the runner up at third would have been the way that ball was, the catcher was going to have to retrieve it and completely turn around to make that play at the plate. Well, let's see what happens.
And that is the obligatory strike call on the 3-0 count. It's 3-1.
Sphinky does have good speed.
And ball four, that'll load the bases now. And bring up Cannon Crater. Crater struck out his first time out and walked the second time up.
Caleb Maurer.
And, yeah, Caleb Maurer going to come back in and run for Tanner Reese.
And
they're going high and deep. And that one is a grand slam. Cannon Crater is going to circle the base paths, and the Cubs have taken the lead. Thank you. Benji, Reed, and Maurer all come in.
They can't top that one.
No. Yeah. Yeah, looks like Ramirez is going to take a seat. And so we are all of a sudden tied. Or actually, no, we're up. We should be up 7-6.
We are up 7-6.
Yeah, and so with the pitching change, we will take it with them and be back after. We're still in the bottom of the fourth, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958.
Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And so we're back in Mountain Maya. How the tide has turned here at Fireman's Park. Cubs down at 1 point, 6-0. And they now have come back with 7 unanswered runs and lead it 7-6 off the grand slam by Cannon Crater. And now we have another new pitcher for the Spartans. And can we catch a jersey number from it?
Again, I apologize, but it's tough.
Oh, I can't see it either. And the pitch to Grady G is outside for a ball. G's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. And that one is outside of ball, and it's 2-0.
When you can't throw strikes, and then you got to come with a strike, you're normally going to pay for it.
Yep. And that is going to be ball 4, and Grady G will take the walk. And Mike Medry Mendoza coming up to the plate. And this is, I believe it's going to be number 5, Cooper Harrison is the new pitcher.
Well, Landry Mendoza is the 9th batter of the inning, am I correct?
Yes, you are. So 2 outs, runner at first. Mendoza takes the next pitch for a ball. It's 1-2. And Mendoza 1-for-2 in the game with a single. Brady Rao, who started the inning, 2 up next. And that one is taken for a ball. Mendoza will send that one out to left and be caught, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, the Cubs do come up with 5 runs on 3 hits. The big blow, a grand slam by Cannon Crater, and they lead it now. Cubs now lead this one 7-6. Back with inning number 5 after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And it looks like we're going to get a pitching change for the Cubs as well. And that is going to be Brody Heyman coming in. So Heyman taking the place of Dawson Kine. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. There's my ad copy now. And make the change to Wellman Insurance in Brenham. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And as we come back here to start the fifth inning, Cubs have a 7-6 lead over the Spartans. And for the Spartans, it'll be Wakefield, Garnero, and Braniff to bat. Braxton Wakefield, 2-for-2, with an RBI double and a single. He's also scored a couple of runs. Those were all off against the starter, Dawson Kine. Now we'll see what he can do against the lefty, Heyman. And yeah, first pitch, just missing on the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-0. Left-hand pitcher, right-hand batter. That one, right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 1-1. And foul tip. That'll go back to the screen. It's 1-2.
Good off-speed pitch there by Brody Heyman. Had Wakefield off balance.
And next pitch outside. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And that one is going to be smacked into right center for a base hit. So Wakefield 3-for-3 in the game now. And Crater was over there to get it back in a hurry. And that'll bring in Maddox Garnero. Garnero 0-for-2 in the game. Heyman with a throw over, runner back in safely. And another throw over, back in safely. By the way, I want to say congratulations to Coach Matt Thaler and the Burton Panthers picking up a couple of wins today over the Weimer tournament. Burton beating Onalaska 6-4 in the first game, and then they beat Weimer 5-4 in the second game. And tomorrow they're going to be back in action taking on Bosqueville at the tournament. Now, as to where Bosqueville is, I have absolutely no idea.
I know where Onalaska is.
Yeah, that one I do know. Swung on and missed, 0-1. And that one foul back.
Well, we do know this, Doug. It's had to have existed for a while.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to find out where that. What was the name again?
Bosqueville. Bosqueville.
I'll find it.
And that one back up over the middle, and charging is Mendoza. Throw to first. That got the out.
It's a big out there.
Certainly is, and that's one away. And on the
play there by Landry Mendoza.
Wakefield moved to second base on the play. But with the way that one was hit, Mendoza didn't have a shot at two. Had made the only smart thing he did. He made the right call, just going directly to first and making sure he got at least one out on that play. And that Henry Braniff, the batter now.
Now batting in 13, Henry Braniff, the right fielder.
Braniff struck out his first time up and then walked and scored his last time around. And Heyman with the pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate for a ball, 1-0. And that one just missing. It's 2-0.
Just off that outside corner.
Didn't miss by much. And pitch from Heyman up high for a ball. It's 3-0. That looked awfully close there, and it's ball four to Braniff. So that'll put two aboard now and bring up Blake Berry, the catcher. Berry's been on base twice with a single and an error. And he's also scored a run.
Now Blake Berry.
We're in the top of the fifth inning. Cubs with a 7-6 lead over the Spartans. Mendoza dancing around and trying to sneak in behind the base runner there. And this one's going to be sent out to left field and caught by Brady Rao for out number two.
Hit it on the nose, but right at Brady Rao.
And it's two down now, and bring up Ethan Gentile. He's also been on base both times with a walk and an error.
Now stepping to the plate. Number 22, Ethan Gentile, the center fielder.
Tried to check his swing and strike one.
Good spot, Brody.
Breaking pitch. A little too far outside. It's 1-1. Runners take their leads. Two on, two out here in the top half of the fifth. And nice block in the dirt by Reese. Runner going, throw down to third, and he's in there safely. And looks like Reese may be shaking up a little bit on the play. Coach out to check on him. He assures the coach that he's okay.
He's a catcher.
Oh, yeah.
He just got up a little slow.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Two balls, one strike. Two outs in the end. Runners at second and third.
Broden needs to bear down here now. Work on the batter.
Yeah. Strike called, 2-2. One strike away now from getting out of this inning.
Brody! Brody! Go!
And a pie ball three, and it's a full count now on Ethan Gentile. And this one back to the pitcher, and Heyman throws to Benke at first, and that'll tie the side, so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead at 7-6, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And Harrison out for a second inning of work. As we come back here, we're in the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead at 7-6. And it is, let's see, in the inning, it is going to be Brady Rao, Barrett Coring, and Owen Finke to bat. Cubs batted around in that last inning and put five runs on the board to take the lead. And Rao to batter. He hit into a double play his first time up and then walked his last time around. And the pitch to Rao is going to send a fly ball out to left and
left field.
He did catch it? Okay.
He did get it, yes.
I couldn't see. It was kind of in that dark area down there. And it's a one down, and that'll bring up Barrett Coring.
Plus, you have that wind, Doug.
Yeah, this wind. They really need to clean this thing.
It's rough.
Yeah. And it's a Barrett Coring, the batter. He's been on base twice, reached on an error and a fielder's choice, and has also scored two of the Cub runs. And the first pitch to him is a strike. Next pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-1. And sends a little ground ball to third. Third baseman up with a high throw, and Coring reaches.
Oh, good move.
And thought about him going, and he's going to stay put. It's an E5.
That ball came off that screen off the dugout.
Yeah.
And came right back to them.
And that'll bring up Owen Finke. I think he's been on base twice with a pair of singles. He's also got an RBI and a couple of runs scored.
That was one of those little slow rollers to third, and the third baseman did a good job. Hurried his throw, and it went errant.
And takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0.
The shortstop.
Yeah, I think you're going to snatch this one. That's off the third baseman's glove again. As another error in back-to-back errors, the Cubs got two runners aboard for Drake Benke. Benke's been on base all three times, got two doubles, an RBI, and a run scored, and he's also been hit by a pitch. And a wild pitch, and the runners will move up. And time is called as the catcher, Barry, wants to go out and have a word with Harrison. Nobody warming up for the Spartans, so this may be it. With other games still left to be played in the tournament, you don't want to blow through all your pitchers in one game. And that one, a high fly ball and foul.
Cubs could build them a little cushion here.
That would be nice. But I'm not satisfied with a one-run lead.
And that's the way this game's been going.
Yeah. And one ball and two strikes. And Benke sends this one a high pop. Shortstop back. And it's going to be caught. Meanwhile, coming in. Or did it loop in?
I think it looped in.
Okay.
Yes.
It was a little Texas League single there, and Corey scores now, makes it 8-6 Cubs.
Another RBI there for
Drake Benke.
Drake Benke.
And he's now been on base all four times. That'll bring up Luke Hardy.
Now hitting number 19, Luke Hardy, the designated hitter.
And Hardy takes the pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. And taking for a strike, 0-2. And next pitch is taken for a ball. One ball and two strikes now on Hardy. Hardy was hit by a pitch his first time up, walked his second time out, and struck out last time up. And that one taken for a ball. And Hardy fouls that one away. Two balls and two. That'll remain the count 2-2. And Hardy will send that one out to center. It's going to be caught for out number two. And they just call ball game. So they did stick to the time limit, and so that, I'll be darned, they did go to it. And so your final score here in the fifth inning, the Brenham Cubs are going to win this one 8-6, and that will take us to the postgame show. And I want to let you know this broadcast of Brenham Cub Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The postgame show made possible by Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with a postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit is back, but some folks have yet to try it. So let's not do the thing where we're like,
you've never had a jalapeno cheddar biscuit before?
You know what? It's okay. Let's just invite them to try this flaky, cheesy, and slightly spicy goodness for themselves. The Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit, available as a sandwich or on its own from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. for a limited time at participating locations. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Oh, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, once again, your final score. The Brenham Cubs come back and win this one 8-6. And big win for the Cubs after falling behind 6-0 to come back and really get that offensive explosion there.
No doubt about it. What the Cubs did do this evening is, you know, they stayed with their game plan. And, you know, Dawson Keim hung in there and, you know, settled in. And they came back to win a big ball game, got key base hits when they needed to get, when they finally had runners in scoring position.
They certainly did, and some big hitters. Of course, no bigger hit than Cannon Crater with that grand slam. And we're going to get Coach Chase Wheaton now, who's going to join us here on the post game. And, Coach, what a way for your team to battle back here tonight.
Yeah, it's good to always win, especially when you don't play well. But, yeah, you know, that's a quality team. And dug ourselves a hole early. We've got to find a way to start playing confident on the infield again. We've done it before. A lot of youth out there, but, you know, we're 15 games into this thing. So yeah, we've played at a high level before, and we got to find a way to get back to doing that.
And you're pitching tonight. Dawson Keim came in and battled for four innings, and then Brody Heyman came in and had a nice inning there in the fifth inning. Your assessment tonight?
Yeah, he did a great job. You know, Dawson keeping his pitch count down with the district matchup with College Station next week, so we got him out of there and turned it over to Brody to get his work in, and he did a good job facing the meat of the order, 3-4-5, and hung a zero, and that's huge.
And then, of course, the big inning coming there in the bottom of the fourth inning there, of course, getting the bases loaded and Ken Crater unloading that huge grand slam. What was it like in the dugout when y'all saw that ball leave the yard?
Well, it was a shot for one. So, you know, it got everybody fired up. But, you know, just, you know, honestly, we hadn't been great with runners in scoring position. So hunting fastballs early, getting more swings off early in the count, not letting those guys get to their secondary stuff. And Cannon got a fastball on the middle third, and that's exactly what you want. He made him pay.
And now you got a couple more games coming up tomorrow. Tell us about who you'll be facing.
Morton Ranch, game one, and then Houston Lamar, who always gives us a great game in the nightcap Friday. And then Cedar Ridge, who had a real exciting walk-off home run victory against Willis today to round it out Saturday. So, like I said, just looking forward to getting the opportunities again, trying to figure out. We shuffled the cards a little bit on the infield, trying to find our identity still. And, you know, we've got to find a way to start playing confident again. I think we got the right guys out there. They've shown that they can play at a high level, and we got to get back to playing with confidence.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and go get them tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I think I got Cannon and Thinky coming up.
Okay.
Yes.
And we will continue here. Let's see. All right. And come on in, Cannon Crater. And go ahead and put the headset on there. And welcome your first trip into the postgame show here.
Yeah.
And congratulations on this big win here tonight.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, after you guys had fallen behind in a hole, we liked how the way y'all were able to battle back in here, and it seemed like y'all never lost confidence in there, that y'all were still going out there and attacking.
Yeah, our confidence just really built during these past two tournaments where we have had big wins and little big losses, but our confidence in our team bonding just really came together.
And, of course, you had the big blow of the night, that grand slam. Take us through that at bat. What were you seeing up there?
Well, it's funny because before the game even started during pregame batting practice, I called it. I called I was going to hit a home run. And I texted my hitting coach and my girlfriend. I'm like, I'm hitting a home run. But I didn't know it was going to be in that big of a situation. And I just saw the perfect pitch, and I just swung. C-ball, hit ball. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and now you guys have still got three more tournament games, two more tomorrow, one on Saturday, and then it's off to district play next week. Message from Coach Wallet goes simple. Just got to go out and take care of business tomorrow.
Yeah, we just got to keep our confidence up and keep that drive to keep winning.
All right, Cannon, thanks for joining us,
Thank
and good
you.
Luck to you all tomorrow. And now we're going to get Owen Finke in here. And Owen, another big night for you at the plate, on base three times here tonight. And, after y'all had, fallen behind there, it was down 6-0 and then coming back and, getting eight unanswered runs. How did you guys do that?
I mean, we just had confidence from the very beginning. I feel like we never really lost confidence and we just kept on rolling.
Yeah, and then how about Cannon with that grand slam? You were one of the guys on base when that happened. What do you think about when you saw that ball leave the bat there?
Well, I knew it was gone. It was pitch he could hit, and he hit it.
Yeah, and you guys tonight coming back and getting this win, I imagine that's got to give you some confidence going into tomorrow's tournament games.
Oh, yeah, this win felt really good, especially coming back, and we're just going to keep on rolling.
All right, Owen, thanks for joining us, and good luck to y'all tomorrow.
Thank you.
All righty, and we are going to continue with more of the postgame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at texasfarmcredit.com/Brenham.
All right, as we continue with more of the post game and see the guys bringing the tarp out on the field just in case we do get some of that rain during the overnight hours. And in the meantime, it's time to now name our John Breeden star of the game. And we had quite a few guys step up when the Cubs needed them to.
We definitely had several to pick from.
Yeah.
But we ended up going with the best ones. So. But anyway, our John Breeden star of the game, a young man, had two doubles, a single, several RBIs, on base all four times, got hit by a pitch. Drake Behmke, not a bad night at the office.
So,
Drake Nemke, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for the drive of the game, this was probably one of the easiest ones we're going to have all year.
It'll definitely be one of the easier ones we've had all year. So, but anyway, in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Cubs finally broke loose and were, putting some runs on the board. Cannon Crater came up there and the pitcher made a mistake and grooved one to him.
Yeah.
Bases loaded, grand slam, home run, bottom of the fourth inning, two outs. Cannon Crater, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, back we go for the final wrap-up. Once again, your final score. Cubs win it 8-6 over the Stratford Spartans, and now they get ready for two more games tomorrow against Morton Ranch and Lamar, and then wrap up the tournament with Cedar Ridge on Saturday. And it was a good confidence-boosting win here for the Cubs tonight.
And you know what, Doug? Maybe you're the magic wand. You know, I didn't get to make that game down to Santa Fe, and you saw that barrage.
Yep.
How many runs was it? 21. So, but anyway, no, just a great effort here by the Cubs tonight. Good to see them come back. Good timely hitting when they needed to get a base hit. They left runners on base early in the ball game, but finally started putting it together. And when you got runners in scoring position, especially with less than two outs, you need to take advantage of those situations. Good job by the Cubs this evening.
Yeah, and tomorrow night we'll be with the Cubettes as they go on the road to Bryan Rutter for a district game. That'll be a 6:30 start time, 6:05 pregame here on KWHI. And then we'll be back with the Cubs Saturday afternoon when they take on Cedar Ridge. That'll be at Leroy Dreyer Field, 3 o'clock start time, 2:35 for the pregame here on KWHI. Our thanks to Madison back at the studios for her always fine job on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The postgame was made possible by Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Cody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DD and Pipe and Steel, and Bank of Brenham. Once again, the final score, the Brenham Cubs 8, the Stratford Spartans 6. Goodbye, everybody. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.